You guys, we are back, dude. Week two. This is week two of the pod. How do you feel, bro?
I feel great.
Yeah, we put it out.
Yep.
Everybody was into it.
Yep.
You know what they know? What a lot of people said in the comments?
What?
That they said I jump around too much.
I can see that.
That's what you're going to say?
I can see that. Let me finish. Is that a negative, though?
Well, I'm trying to think if that's a train of thought. Like, if anyone knows me personally, I do get like going.
Mm-hmm.
That's a probably fair way to say that.
Yeah,
they're like, dude, chill. Are you good? So all right. So what should we do? We should take this feedback constructively.
I think so. Yeah,
and we'll try to stay on track with the topics. Maybe we should have a top. No, we're not gonna have a topic list. I just got back from the beach, dog.
Yeah, look beautiful.
Thank you, dude.
You with the fam?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was with my family. Oh, and they said I had to keep the mic closer. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, they said I'd keep the mic closer to me because I can't hear. That's your fault, dude, not mine.
You're reading all the comments.
Yeah, I know. I got into it. Oh, yeah. Somebody was talking about my hair. I got it cut. No, I'm just kidding. I'm rocking the... I feel like every time I come in here, I'm rocking some kind of merch from the experience I just had.
That's kind of cool.
Because last week I came in with the... Or I don't know what I had the racing shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was in Alice Beach. All right, dude. I feel like I'm going to take some heat for this. Let me just say, can you put up that meme I sent you? Or you put it up after?
Yeah.
All right. Listen, somebody sent me this meme. I'm not going to say who sent it to me because, well, they're going to get pissed because I didn't mention them because they're going to be like, that's my joke, John. I told you about it. But all right. You know when you're driving down to Florida or you're driving somewhere on a trip and then you're usually it's two lanes and then it goes to one lane. Right. And everybody, it's like interstate. So it's like people are going fast and it's like 2 miles ahead, merge. All right. Let me just, before I say what do you do? What's your move?
Well, I know where you're going with it.
Well, you know what? You know what my premise is?
I know you can go one of two ways. Yeah, for sure.
You know, I wouldn't bring it up.
Right.
If I wasn't.
Right.
All right. What do you do?
It's a cool meme.
What do you, if you and your wife,
yeah,
what, because usually if there's another person in the car, they get, what would she do and what would you do? And is it different?
I take advantage of an empty lane if I got some space.
Okay.
For sure. And I'll ride that thing all the way until it becomes bottleneck to just one.
Do you go all the way to the cone?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And would your wife do that?
Possibly.
Okay. The meme says... you'll hit every cone on the highway before I let you merge in front of me because you saw that sign 2 miles ago like I did. All right. Okay. First of all, I'm going to go all the way to the cone.
Yeah.
I'm going to go all the way to the cone. But you know there's so many people looking at you and going, oh, I got to wait in this line. Look at this guy. If the DOT meant 2 miles, they would put the cones 2 miles back.
Agreed.
You are slowing up. The reason why we have this traffic is because people are not using the other lane. So here's what I'm going to do. First of all, I'm going to ride that thing. I'm going to go all the way to the cone.
Wait, you should say that point again because that's the part that really is important.
Okay, if there's a pothole that needs to be fixed,
yes,
they will give it a quarter mile mm-hmm. back before that, before they start putting the cones out. And then 2 miles, they go, hey, coming up in 2 miles, we're going to need to work together and all get over to the right lane. Not now. They don't say get over now. They say, hey, start slowing down. Eventually, you're going to need to get over to just start expecting that.
Mm-hmm.
If they wanted it 2 miles back, they would have put the cones 2 miles back.
You know what it's like? It's like a weather forecast. They said, hey, it's going to rain tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then everybody put on raincoats right now.
That's a perfect example. You sit over here, dude. I'll sit over there. So everybody, hey, because I think everybody gets on their phones elsewhere and they go, hey, turn right in 3 miles. And then they go, all right. I got to get over now.
Yep.
And then every time you get on an intersection where when there's where there's going clean here and then there's traffic to get off in the other interstate, it's literally the line is 3 miles long. I'm going to go all the way to the cone. Mm-hmm. And you know what else I'm going to do? let people in front of me?
Yeah, that's the next question.
Because you got in line 2 miles back there, that's why people don't let people in line. It's like, everybody's got to do what I do. But they chose it immediately, or they chose after, before, like, the line kind of starts to form. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's going the same, and then it's like, oh, slow over there, and you're going faster, and you want to take it. But in every other scenario in life, if you're in line at KFC, a flex, and somebody's in line in front of you and they're on their phones and they haven't moved up, you go, hey, move up. Mm-hmm. In every other area of life, you're pushing people to go, to move. And also, have you ever been to a foreign country? Mm-hmm. And those roads, mm-hmm. dude, they be driving. First of all, there's buses, there's cars, there's motorcycles, there's bikes, there's horse and buggies, there's cattle. Everybody is going. I'm not saying we should do it like that, because I think our scenario is a little bit more organized, but there are people everywhere on the curb, on the side, going no lanes, literally doing whatever you want. We're wasting time. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we started this podcast is because people have bad information. People have wrong information and they're acting according to the information that they got. What's the other devil's advocate? What's the other side? What are they arguing?
I don't know. I don't understand.
I don't know either. Why there's a mile and a half open? Why are we all in this lane?
That creates the traffic.
The traffic, dude. Like, if first of all, if you're being like in the line and you're right up on the guy's bumper in front of you, like, I'm not letting anybody in. That's not the way. Mm-hmm. But why? How come you're at a stoplight and you go, or a stop sign? Oh no, you go. No, you go. I wait. No, you go. Everybody's all friendly there, and then we get into their like, this is mine. Because same type of situation, if someone cuts you off, that feels bad.
Do people just get stressed that they're not going to be able to get in later? That's, you know what I mean? Like, that's the only thing I can think of that might be devil's advocate.
If you got all the way up to the cone and you just sat there with your signal on?
Yeah, yeah.
I would want to see that. I would see it. 20 minutes. That is funny. I would pull off and just watch. But I would let that guy in.
Yeah, it's part of it.
But would you do it at I guess devil's advocate would be at TSA. When the person goes, I'm late for my flight. Well,
I'm pretty good at letting people in.
You would?
Yeah, I would. Really? Because I'm also the guy who's trying to be let in so often.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Fair. So I try to be consistent on both sides.
There you go. Yeah, I can't do, if I'm always the guy, yeah, I'm like, yeah. But it go, well, how come I woke up in time, set my alarm, got here, got an Uber, and why am I being punished? Because that's not my fault.
How much of a punishment is that, though, you know?
Yeah, dude, you know what? I'm going back and forth now. I'm not. Nah, but sometimes, like, in the Southwest, when they act like they don't know how the boarding works.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm here. Like, no. Yeah, I guess if you decide to take. You know that quote, I was saying it to somebody this week, more offense in this world has been taken than offense given.
Ooh.
Moment of silence, dude.
I like that.
More offense is taken than given. Mm-hmm. Meaning, like, I showed up here late mm-hmm. today because I got the wrong, but you could decide to be, I didn't mean offense by doing it,
right.
But you could, offense is like, dang it, I'm going to quote a pastor. I listened to a sermon by Mike Todd. He's you know who that is?
I do.
Christian pastor. He was talking about offense. Offense is like the currency of this culture. Because you get on there, a whole comedy set, right? A whole comedy, entire hour of comedy. You're going to get in there, see what to be offended by, say I'm offended by this. Everybody else eats it up. It's offensive. This is offensive. A whole interview. We did however many hours of a podcast. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. And then we all eat it up. Offense is more. So yeah, I guess if you are in the line two miles back. Somebody goes all the way up to the thing, cuts in front. I mean, he's saving 15 minutes. And 2 miles of traffic, you're 20 minutes, easy. Maybe. That's yeah. the, and you go, why do you... You are, like you said, it was a great point. You said, is it really, why are, am I being punished? Am I really being punished?
To let him in, you're saying.
Punished? Right. That's a tough verb to get on board. I'm being punished.
One car length. You're being what we're punished. Talking about. It's just one car
Tell
length.
Us of punishment. Tell yeah. us more. Tell us more. I'm being punished. Okay. Are you though? Are you? Yeah, but I was down with my family. It was unbelievable. I drove by myself.
Nice.
Because I was like, you know what? I'm gonna keep this in the house a little bit. I like that drive down there.
What was the restaurant you pulled by?
What was it called? What was it? Nobody cares.
It was it ain't matter.
It don't matter.
Yeah.
It don't matter. That's the name of the restaurant. It don't matter restaurant. And you know, I always post stuff, and then sometimes afterwards I realize it was not wrong, but I realized I didn't understand. Okay, it don't matter. Think about that. Guy asks his wife, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go to dinner? What does she say?
Don't matter.
I was like, I'm wrong. You got it. That's brilliant. That's
I like, go, who's on first?
I want to go. I was like, look at this idiot. Like, they're uneducated. It don't matter. We'll put up the a photo of it, yeah, if you can find it. Yeah. It don't matter. It was called it. It was like in Southern Alabama. It don't matter restaurant. And I was like, look at these uneducated people. Don't know what they're talking about. Da 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 da. And then somebody goes, oh, that's actually brilliant. Yeah, there it is. It don't matter. Family restaurant. There's actually a lot of them. Well, there's a perfect example of one right there. Yeah. I go, look at these idiots. That's it. Look, don't even know how to speak English. Da 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 da. And somebody goes, well, that's actually probably brilliant. If I go, Yep. And I didn't rebut it. I just let it go. But I should, but that's brilliant.
Yeah.
Because I go, I'm gonna one up the guy in intelligence, and then dang it, dude, he got me. But I didn't want to go back and like, I was going to go home on the way back, go back in there, be like, hey, respect.
You guys got it.
Yeah, you got it.
You don't know who I am, yeah, but.
I thought I was like doing a thing with you, but know what? Yeah, you're right. It was unbelievable though. Yeah. It don't matter, restaurant. Let me ask you this. We'll close on this because we got to get to the episode. Great episode this week, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah. Another one.
Another one. Yeah, we should have that. What if you had that queued up?
We just get the drops.
Another one. This is what I want to discuss right before, then we'll get to the episode. Unbelievable episode. Where are we going this week? We are in, this episode's coming out Thursday. We're going to Chattanooga Chattanooga and Lexington this week. Those shows are sold out, I believe. And then next week, Atlanta and Lexington next week. Oh, Chattanooga and Raleigh this week. Atlanta and Lexington next week. Something like that. Most of the shows are sold out, but come to them and get a third-party ticket. Don't get the third-party tickets. That costs you a lot of money, but you can if you want. Let me ask you this, Alex. The biggest group text that you are in, how many people?
Counting me, 4.
That's a lie. 4?
4.
That's the biggest. You don't have like a, maybe for like, all right, well, my.
Hold on, that is a lie.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah.
6.
Okay, who's in this? Who's in
it? My family chat.
Okay, the family.
Me, my wife, my mom, my dad, my brother, his wife.
Fair. Okay, 6. All right. But it, like, I'm like, sometimes you go like a golf weekend and you got 12 dudes in there because everybody's trying to, mm-hmm, like a vacation group text. All right. My family is, we had 20, I'll say 20 people in this group text, 20 people in the family. I'm one of 8 kids. Half of the kids came, brought their spouses, kids, all that. Somebody said, people are putting stuff in the group all week. Hey, we're going to, anybody wants to pick us up? Who wants to ride with us in the group text all weekend, right? Which is fine. So I said, I popped on the, somebody goes, hey, I lost my cell phone charger. Where is it? Has anyone seen it? I said in there, hey, haven't seen it. And then I saw, we were in the kitchen and living room, 10 other people go, And I go, oh, that's like I was going to talk about. I don't know if it's a name for it, called like group text pollution. Because you're making, if you heart a photo, you're making 20 people with whatever they're doing go, and I saw it in action.
Yeah.
I go, don't, this is going to sound, let me see how, I'm trying to feel like how this is coming off, and I don't feel like it's coming off well, honestly.
It's coming off so accurately. Everyone feels this way.
It's pollution. Yes. It's pollution. Like, all right, my sister is having her quiet time. She's reading the book. That makes it, that's not, there. My nieces and nephews are playing with each other, with my other sister babysitting, my brother out on the front porch drinking the coffee, my mom's doing the dishes. Like, everybody's, and they go, it goes, everybody's phone goes off. And everybody does this. And I'm saying, if you're in a group text of like, now, like my sister put, hey, thanks everybody for the beach trip. It was unbelievable. Thanks to everybody that brought meals, did everything. That was yesterday. I could, if I go in there and like it, mm-hmm. 20 people at work this morning are going to go, waste of a notification.
Yeah,
waste. And that I didn't really like, if it's you and your buddy and you send me a thing, I go, hell yeah, that's, or whatever, hilarious, like it, heart it, haha, whatever. That's, you wanted that.
Yep.
And I, you know, I go, oh, that's for whatever. If it's not, but people put a photo in there for the, hey, here's so and so walking on the beach playing with the sandcastle. You can't just leave it, can you?
It goes one step further. How about the people who have Android phones?
Oh, get them out! Get them out of the group. Get them out of the family, dude.
Well, but they do get. I mean,
talk. Oh, about, it says liked. Oh, yeah, it yes. says.
Talk about punishment. Yeah, you hit that thumbs up, and they get 20 thumbs up. This was liked by
text.
With the entire text quote.
They do.
Yes.
Well, they deserve that because they shouldn't have those phones.
Yep.
Yeah, you should get an iPhone just to be. It's disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wait. Okay. Because if the Android person likes the, I'm in one with two of my buddies. Oh, we'll talk about it. Derek's coming in next week.
Yeah,
we have a guest next week.
Mm-hmm.
Our first guest, Derek Stroop, is one of my comedian that I travel with. He's coming in, and he has an Android.
Okay.
We'll talk about.
We can
it
bring this up.
Yeah. Again. Well, we'll be bringing that up mm-hmm. for sure. Because we got to talk about this 100%. Yeah, but if it's pollution, if it's gone past the I would say the reply time, we should have some kind of equation. The reply time based on how many people are in it. So if there's 20 people in it, you get 2 minutes of reply time. Hey, where's my charger? Now everybody's at work, back to doing the thing. You cannot put in there. That's the the emotional labor, dude. You know what emotional labor is? We'll talk about that. No, it's like a big thing in mental health.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's like I can't be like asked to just like smile. Like if the receptionist down here and you have to go and smile and say, how's your day? That's emotional labor for me.
Interesting.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next week.
That
All right, put that on the thing.
Yeah.
Put it on the thing for next week. Love this episode. I think we wanted to, in an effort to be, I'm going to say authentic, but I hate when people do that on the internet. I don't care. I'm just being authentic. You're not, though. It's on the internet. But we want to bring people a part of this journey. That original episode was the original episode.
Mm-hmm.
That was really the first time we sat down and plugged in a microphone. And this is the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And then next week will be current?
Yeah, next week we'll go current. We'll record.
Let's go, baby. All right, everybody. Enjoy the episode.
I mean, yeah, sure. It was a little weird, but on the net. It was a positive.
Somebody messaged me the other day, said, wow, I saw that you unfollowed me. Like, let me just, listen, Alex, well, you know what we were talking about? About how your body, you're like, I'll give you a perfect example. This is what I wanted to talk about because I was on a Southwest flight. I was on a Southwest flight and the girl, I guess like, let's say recognized me or something whatever. And we sit down, I sat down and then she comes maybe, and this happens pretty frequently. She goes, hey, do you mind if I, this is, is this weird? But I'm like, I know who you are. Like, I'm gonna, like, your body told you don't do this.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I don't know. It's like an intuition or like your body will like tell you like, hey, I probably shouldn't do this. But then I always feel like it gets, you can override it if you're like an insecurity or like an addiction or like a something need will override it. Right? Like we were in, you know, that, I can't say the name of it because this is a Christian podcast. Not a Christian podcast, but it's like a clean podcast.
I was like, it is?
It's a Christian podcast. My mother, like, you know the exclusive area at like at Kid Rock's bar?
Yeah.
In that area up there? Yeah. All right, we don't say the name of it, but it's like a, so like there was a, let's just say, well, this happens every show. I just think, can I say this?
Right.
That's the whole podcast. Am I allowed to say this?
You know, you're trying to override it right now.
Yeah, I know, dude. I'm trying to override my brain will tell you. You know, like if you're, let's say it's like late at night and you want to send, you were like, this is back in my single days, when you said you want to send a text to a girl and it's like risky.
Yeah.
And you go, don't.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't. Like, what is that? Is that like a Christian would say that's like the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. But if you're not a Christian, you still have that.
Yeah.
What is that? Like I don't know. Like if you're going to like a wedding and you put on an outfit and you go, I feel like this is too much. Like what? Like
even though you like it, you think you look good.
Yeah, it's too much. This is gonna be. I don't know. Or like you go into a Yeah, it's always something. So the girl sits, she goes, she sees me on the Southwest flight. She wants to sit there, right? That'd be cool. And then something in her brain said, he's going to think that's weird, right? And she overrode it. Yep. She's like, yeah, but I'm good. I'm like, have you ever done it when you're late for a flight and you want to cut in front of everybody? Mm-hmm. And like, and you're like, yeah, but you like, yeah, but I got to get to like, you will override the, it's a jerk move.
Yeah.
And then you go, yeah, like your brain will I don't know what that is. It just point you in the right direction. And that girl on the Southwest flight was in it. She didn't sit in the middle seat. At least she sat, you know how Southwest works where you all have the, so she sat down and we chatted for a second and then somebody else came and sat in the middle seat and it was fine. But like the girl that I follow, that's where we're talking about, the girl I unfollowed on Instagram, she has one of those apps that tells you when somebody unfollows. You probably got a notification, which tough, a tough way to live your day, a tough way to live your day. I was telling my therapist the other day, I was like having a good day because we sold a bunch of tickets, like a record load of tickets on during the day. And then we send out an email like once a month, an email like a blast, and you get back the results of it. And it said like 220 unsubscribes. Which is common.
I was going to say, what is usual number?
Well, we add 10,000 people to it every... Right. So
they cancel out.
Yeah, but I just positive. Look at it and go, that's a tough. It's just tough.
It's net positive, though.
Yeah, it's a net positive. Yes. It's a net. On the net, it's positive. But you go, all right. The girl goes, all right. I got a notification that... Which I would... Somebody, you should look up one of those sites. Look up, how do you find out if people unfollow you on Instagram? Is it an app? Who unfollows? Yeah, it's got to be an app. And it'll tell you. Tough. But no, we don't need to see who unfollowed you. Who unfollowed me on Instagram? Yeah, it's like a bunch. There's a bunch of them. But, all right, so if you get that, first of all that like all the people that have like ever said like bad things about me on the internet, they were like, John, do you want to like go back and research? I'm like, oh, I'm good. I don't want to carry around that anger for people that I don't know. It's a lose-lose. So, but if you get a notification, hey, John Christ unfollowed you, and you think to yourself, I'm going to text him and ask him, like, where's the override button? Where's the, like, I shouldn't do this, but I'm gonna, right?
Yeah.
Like, in the Kid Rock story, there's a celebrity, a very famous person came up there. And this is like an exclusive area. And I was like, I should get a photo, right? Mm-hmm. I should get a photo. Mm-hmm. That would be cool to get a photo. And I would think to myself, all right, what goes through my head? If I get a photo, I'm going to post it. Obviously, I'm going to post it. What's the point of getting it? Mm-hmm. Then everybody's going to think I'm the man. I guess. I don't know. Everybody's going to think I'm legit because look at I'm hanging out with. But I go, I'm not doing that, right? I'm not doing it. I'm not asking. And I like this person. I'm a fan of this person. I'm not asking this person for a photo. I'm not insane. But what was that guidance? Was it just, I go, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Is that morals? Like, what is?
I don't think it's morals.
It's like hardwired, though.
Yeah, you already in. Like, if you go, I was sitting at the, I was just at the gas station on the way over here, and I was getting a drink, and then the girl was doing the cigarettes. You know how they like organize the cigarettes behind you?
Yeah.
And she wasn't looking, and I was like, all right, do I hang here for a sec and like let her turn around? Do I say, hey, I'm ready? Like,
there was no bell to ring on the counter.
No. You're like, all right, I don't want to be a jerk here, but also I don't want to. You're trying to do it. You're trying to do this math in your head at all times. And I go, and I like rustled the, I was getting it 2 donuts. I like rustled the thing.
Nice.
That was it. And then she turned around. She goes, oh, so sorry. And then we did it. I was like, that's what I decided to do. Cause I don't want to be like, hey, I'm here. Cause I felt like that would be too much. Mm-hmm. And we're all like, I think we're all just like if I like a girl, you'd be like, I think I'm going to, like, would sending flowers to her office week one be too much? Looking up, she told me where she looked, like Google where her the address. Don't do that. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think that's a thing to do.
First week?
Yeah, I didn't, by the way. Okay, I didn't. Good, but good. You go, all right, you're just trying to like think, all right, is this, and then you're basing the other, how they're responding to you. And you're like, is this, should I do, there was a guy, somebody sent me a photo of it, a guy in Starbucks, and this is about a couple of years ago, not that long ago when I lived in LA, a guy in Starbucks with a desktop computer and a medicine ball. Sitting on a medicine ball. You know, like people do that for...
I didn't know people did that in Starbucks. I knew people do that, but he brought a desktop with him?
Desktop. He brought a desktop into Starbucks.
How are you... I have so many questions.
No, but listen, that you know how people say like we don't want to like... They're like anti like slut shaming, anti like fat shaming, anti like age, like...
Like you respect the grind.
A little shame is good. No, you know, like
I thought you were gonna say no, I respect it though.
Oh yeah, no, like if you go, hey, I'm gonna bring my like desktop into Starbucks. Like, there's no rules against that. Mm-hmm. But you go, ah man, I shouldn't do this.
And by the way, there's only no rules against that because they never thought somebody would do it. They never thought
somebody would do it. Yeah. So you go, hey, like in the exclusive area at Kid Rocks, there's no like, hey, don't take photos up here.
Right.
But people just don't.
Unspoken rules.
Yeah, and I guess the unspoken rules of life is like you're trying to, I guess you just have picked up on them. Like, I saw, I was in line at, where was I, coming in the front door of Zany's, and Luke Bryan was in there. Mm-hmm. Not like, it's not like a flex. He was just there. Luke Bryan was there. Mm-hmm. And I would only be like, hey, dude, big fan. I think I tapped him on the back or the shoulder or something and then just kept going. Like, if I would... You're like, yeah, don't act like Luke Bryan's not here. Just like Luke, don't be like, so who are you again? Like, people do that to me sometimes. And you're like, dude.
That happened yesterday. It was Sunday.
Yeah. At the Whiskey Row?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
That was the interaction. Oh, yeah, where it's kind of like, hey, are you that guy from something?
I'm like, yeah. And they're like, cool. All right, well, anyway, see you later. Cool.
This was fun.
Yeah. We had a net positive interaction. Yeah, net positive. Like those like rules will like guide you, but in life, but I guess there's people that don't get them. Like they don't know them. Like people of, in essence, I guess people of walmart.com. Look up that site. We don't have to look it up. We already know what the site is, but yeah, it's like people like that are like, hey, I'm going to just wear like a long skirt. I'm just going to bring it up over my, and then just wear that in. And we're like, no shoes, like, not mullets. Mullets are cool now, but like all this, you're like, you do that because you're like, I have no shame.
I think the one that I think makes the most sense is like the, you know what's good to eat and what's not good for you.
You know.
Like that's a simple
one. You know. Yeah. Yeah. And if you're going to like go get like two donuts and you're like, come like 2 o'clock and you're like, man, I need to take a nap. You're like, yeah, that's how that works. Mm-hmm. Like you, we know. And you're always just trying to like gauge like, all right, is this like too much? Like perfect. Always with the, like with the waiter mm-hmm. or the waitress. You're like, ah, man. All right. You don't like it, right? You don't like the thing. You don't like it. Didn't they? I ordered a quesadilla last night with tomatoes, like lettuce and tomato. But I meant like cook it, and then like after it's cooked, put the lettuce and tomato on the side, or maybe I don't need the lettuce and tomato cooked. And it came out. They put the tomato in the quesadilla, grilled it, and it was horrific. It was horrible.
Did you eat it?
Yes, dude. I ate it, bro. Because I go, you know what? And I kind of like, because I was like, all right, everyone else has their food. I'm not going to be like, hey, and a quesadilla takes 2 seconds to make. But there are also my buddies in there that I go there in there all the time. So you go, I'm not going to do it.
No.
I'm not going to do it. Yeah. I'm not going to do it. And I ate it and I was fine. And I got something else to eat when I got home and everything's. But you're just trying to like, oh, I got a good example. In the, when there's road construction and a lane ends. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, all right, everybody else is in the other lane because they are going, they are, and you're like, well, this other lane is open for like another half mile. But also, if you go all the way and then.
But are you wrong though?
No, but it like socially you're wrong.
Right.
And whatever that shame, I don't know what is that, is a construct of like, that shame construct, we need that. Mm-hmm. that's the title of this podcast.
We need shame.
We need it. No, we need it. Like if you're like, hey, I'm not going to get up on this bar and dance right now because, I always say like something extreme will sometimes override it. Mm-hmm. So if you have to get to like the birth of your baby, go on the shoulder, right?
Yeah.
Go on the shoulder and drive. Like, if you have to get to the hospital, if you were like, I'm trying to think of where a situation where.
My wife getting to our wedding.
There you go. Perfect example.
They did that. They got on the shoulder.
They
got there. Yeah.
Why? You're not. Hey, you haven't forgiven her for that, clearly.
I mean, I'm just happy she made it.
Yeah, she made it. Yeah. But she goes, hey, for example, if I get pulled over, this is an expensive ticket, but yeah. I'm good with this.
And with. You know the reason the cop might understand.
He may not, even though it's
sure.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you go, all right, I'm not going to, like, I've seen some people go, like, a lot of times guys will come up to me. Guys don't ask for photos that much because they go, I think it's like a, but he goes, my wife is, like, obsessed with you. My wife is obsessed with you. So I'm not going to get a photo of this guy. I don't particularly care about this guy. But, dude, the risk-reward here, my wife is going to think this is, or I'm going to look so cool, or she's going to be, or I make up, say, hey, what's up, Jennifer, or whatever on the video. That overrides the, normally I would not do this. Mm-hmm. And so like, if you get like, normally I would not do this, but I have like an allergy, you send the food back. Or normally like, I wouldn't go all the way. I mean, I do it all the way on the left lane and then the traffic and then get over. But you're hoping like a guy, there's enough rooms he can slide in, but then you don't want to sit there long enough. But then I don't care if other people do it, do you?
No, and I'm just like sitting over here laughing about like, where is that line?
To everybody.
Like, how do you find that line?
And this whole world is that. Really and truly, I'm sitting in the airport, like during COVID, I'm sitting in the airport with no mask on, unvaccinated, but willing to travel. Guy next to me, like full hazmat suit, mm-hmm. full hazmat. Like I'm talking about Walter White, like all the way. Like he's all like, but both of us have access to the same information. Mm-hmm. Do we not?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's out there.
It's all it's the same information that he has that I have, and I go, nah. I think I'm healthy. Yeah, I'm looking at these. I saw the numbers, right? I saw the statistics. I got, and then, but he has access to the same information, same channels that I do for the most part. And he's full matted, full hazmated. He's dead.
He has that.
He's top. He has matted.
He has the mat. The whole thing.
Yo, he has matted, bro. He got matted. Yo, can I get matted, bro? That's like top. He's like a. And I've seen a double mask, and I've seen a double mask, and I see people also that, well, I guess I don't see them, but they don't fly. You know, all right. Well, it's the same, and you're trying to be like, all right, is this information correct, I guess? And then it'll guide you. But if you go like, if that person, I guess, might have different information because they have like a, let's say they had like a loved one pass away from it, and they have to get to, then you go, I got it. You should.
Yeah.
Right?
I think, yeah, and I think you have to have that like healthy balance too.
Everybody, I said this before, everybody is acting correctly to them at all times. If you didn't think it was correct, you would not do it. You cannot argue that. I know you guys are sitting there, I look and say, I'm gonna convince the camera of this. This is probably, well, I don't know if this makes sense. I guess it'll, yeah, this will make sense. Like Russia and don't laugh, dude. Listen, it's a joke, but it is a joke. But Russia and Ukraine are both fighting a war against each other. They both think they are correct. That's what war is. Is it not?
That is what it is.
That's what war is. They go, we're this. And the other one goes, we're this. And you go, stop doing this. And you go, no, we're going to make you stop. I think that's what war is.
Yeah, but you can't say everybody's acting correctly to themselves at all times.
Yes, they are.
No, because you do things that, I think we all do things that we know are wrong.
Yes, but correct to you. If you went out and got drunk, there's something inside, you were either very sad or very lonely or very, the guy, I said this on, the Al-Qaeda thought they were correct to bomb the Twin Towers.
Right.
They did. I think if you would not act, if you're speeding, if you're breaking the law, if you're taking advantage of another human being, you are in, if you get on the internet and trash somebody, you're correct. Even if you trash Luke Bryan to say his songs aren't good, you're saying, well, he's a celebrity. He signed up for this job. I don't like the music. You are correct to you at the time. Otherwise, I don't think you would do it.
I'm trying to find holes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to find
them. Hold on. We'll wait. No holes. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. No. I've looked back on a lot of things in my life and say that was incorrect.
But in the moment, you thought you were correct still.
And I think if you look someone in the eye and kill them with a gun, at the moment you were acting correct, and I bet a split second afterwards you see that person bleeding out and you go, oh shoot, that was too much.
All right, I think I'm on board.
You don't have to be on board. You'll be like, but like in the moment, if you look at another person and end their life, you have to believe what that person has done to you was so egregious that they do not deserve to live. Otherwise you wouldn't do it. Now I think immediately, like in the whole like rehab process or coming through, you're like, oh, and I think they just go, hey, can you see from this other person's perspective that they might have, okay, I got, and you kind of, oh, like we got a friend that's a close family friend of ours that's gay, and we have a very, wow, John, can you not with all the serious topics at once? You're like, dude, I thought this was a comedy podcast. This is a, what channel would this go under? Motivation?
Self-help.
Yes. What's the opposite of self-help?
Self-harm.
Self-harm. No, that's not.
Others harm.
Yeah. All right. So we very, very conservative Christian upbringing, all these things, right? Close family friend that's gay. Everybody is deciding where on this spectrum they're going to be involved. So you got Now, like, you've heard about people, like, especially very Christian, very religious, very like right-wing households, that their dad is like, don't come home anymore. You've heard of that.
Yes.
I wouldn't agree with that, but I've heard of that. Mm-hmm. Maybe not in 2022, but let's say back like in the 90s. We're taking you out of all the family photos. We are emancipating you in essence from this house. I've heard that. Then you have people that are like, hey, we'll obviously come to your wedding. We'll be in your wedding. You can come over to our house. You can spend the night. You can like, and everybody's on this continuum somewhere where you go, you're like, well, I don't know. Like, yeah, you could. Yeah, we'll go out. Like my buddy, you go, yeah, we'll go out. You want to go to I went to a gay bar one time. Have you been to one?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. Oh, so this is just like a bar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because but I think of the way I grew up, I was like, I would never do that.
Yeah.
I would never go like, but my gay buddies were like, hey, we're, it was after a show. Mm-hmm. They're like, we're here. And I go, am I allowed to come there? Like, am I? They go, yeah, dude, don't be insane. I go, oh. And then I went in there and I was like,
checking sexualities at the door.
Yeah. They're like, hey, let me check. They look at, they got a Banana Republic rewards card. Get in here, buddy. You're good. No, it's a joke. What else could they find in your wallet that it would let you be in there or not in there?
Oh, God.
Buffalo Wild Wings gift card? Get out.
No, yeah, that's a no. Yeah.
Get out.
NRA?
Nah, out. Yeah. Out. Let's see. If you had a spa punch card where you got like enough pedicures.
You got like 9 of 10.
What's the one with the hands?
Manny.
Manicures. Yeah, sorry. Where were you? Fact checker. If you had like enough of those, you're like, yeah, you're good. If you go to like an old ticket stub for like...
Elton John.
No, I was gonna. Yeah, Elton John. That's good. I was gonna say like, what's that musical with that black guy that's a rapper that's like a historical figure that everybody likes?
Hamilton.
Hamilton. Yeah. If you had Hamilton gift stub, they're like, you're in. Because gay guys like musicals, don't they?
Yeah, but it might be out now. I mean, it's been a while.
So oh yeah, and they're in on the trends. Right. Yeah, so that might not be. That might be out.
This is the segment where we're trying to recruit men to the podcast.
Yeah, oh yeah, no. We're trying to recruit gay men to the podcast. Yeah. He's like, hey, listen, I'm gonna break it down for you quick. Yeah. These are incorrect facts. No, but everybody's like, Banana Republic rewards card? Get out. No, gift card. Or like Nordstrom. Is Nordstrom? You got a straight man can shop at Nordstrom. Maybe like we wouldn't have any cash. Do you have any cash in your wallet?
A little.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah, just if you need some. No, I think the it's interesting because we were talking about where were we at on Sunday?
Whiskey Row.
Listen, me and Alec, we went to, would you set up the premise of this podcast, okay? Because we were reviewing like names and I started like riffing on like, you're like, how was your experience at Whiskey Row on Sunday? We're like, it was net positive.
Yeah.
It's a net, on the net, it was positive. Mm-hmm. There were some weird things that happened. There were some...
Towards the back end, yeah.
Yeah, but it was fun. You're like, that's the whole like, how was work today? I was horrible. My boss yelled at me. He didn't like the project I submitted. But, you know, I got paid. Net positive. And that's really all we're trying to do with the pod. You know what I'm saying? Are there going to be jokes that are inappropriate? Sure. I mean, do we cross the line already a couple times in this podcast? We did. Is there some advice that you're going to probably mistakenly take from this podcast and it's going to be wrong? Yes. But on the net, if you spend an hour with us, it's going to be a positive. It's a positive. And that's I think it started at one of my shows, like my buddy Dustin, to his credit. He was the first person to ever give me this piece of, he just said, I'm not sure. He was joking. I think he was joking. He goes, I'm not sure, honestly, if you're a net positive for the world. That's what he said. Tough. I was like, what? He goes, all right. So we're out here. Like we do all these shows. There's like, you know, 5,000 people at this show, but then like, there's like a girl that's like in hysterics, like outside of the bus, like trying to get in. And then like security's like, hey, you can't be here. And then there's like, it's like, that's not good. Or like, let's have a better example. You have like a viral video and you're like, everybody's thousands of people are retweeting it, posting it. We love it. Hilarious. And then somebody says something horrific about me on the internet. You're like, how was your day? It's a net positive on the net, on the net. Did bad things happen? Yeah. Also, better things happen. I would hope so. And I think the it was like it's a fun vibe at Whiskey Row. Mm-hmm. Good people. Your friends. Met a lot of your friends.
Yep.
Everything was chill. I've had a, my friend Jemima is the bartender. Talked to her. My friend Allie that I knew, recognized her, saw her, met her boyfriend. Met a couple of your friends. Pretty chill. One of them not so chill. I'm just kidding. But then it started to take, what had happened? It started to take a turn. Now, first of all.
The sun started to go down.
Yeah, all right, listen. Let me just explain to people, because I feel like the stories about drinking are always funny. Now I don't drink anymore. But the last week, or I don't know if it's a bit of a chronological order, but the story about not knowing how to drink mm-hmm. was hilarious. There's got to be some Sunday Funday rules. Okay, is that a Nashville thing or no?
Sunday Funday?
Yeah.
No, I think that's everywhere.
All right, explain what a Sunday Funday is.
It's what you would probably do on a Saturday, but you're going to do it on a Sunday.
All right, yeah, that's a good way. So, like, all right, you get up, like, it's first of all, everybody's got to go back to work on Monday, all right? So, it's usually like a, it'll start around like a brunch situation.
Yeah, earlier start is key.
Yeah, and you don't really, there's never really a Saturday plan.
True.
Sunday Funday is like it's a spur of the moment, and it's a drinking day. Is that correct? It's a drinking day, but also it cannot go on because everybody's got to work. Mm-hmm. So this is like if you're starting to drink on a Saturday night, it's going to be an 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock, maybe a 9 to 1, 9. 10, 11, 12, 1, about 4 hours. That sounds right. We're going out, 4 or 5 hours. All right. So Sunday Funday, you're going to go to 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can go to 4,
yeah, 5. I think 5 is probably where I'd start drawing a line.
Then you'd be like, hey, looking around.
I got to have a Sunday night here. Like, yeah. You got to mix in a Sunday
All right.
Night.
So you get you. All right. You got to, yeah. And Sunday morning, I was going to say maybe people go to church or people go to, maybe that's you get out of church and you text, hey, Sunday Funday?
Straight to brunch.
Yeah. So you go, but like Nashville, Nashville's a very like, there's a lot of bars and there's a lot of roof. It's more of a summer thing probably, mm-hmm. is it?
Yeah.
A lot of rooftops, a lot of places where you can go out, have some lunch, and then you can go down and hear some live music. That's what a Sunday Funday is. So you're like, hey, Sunday Funday. You're like, cool, 4 p.m.? No, dude. What? And so it can involve... Let's see, where's a rooftop pool around here? The Virgin? You ever been up there?
Yep.
Dude, that place is tough. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not the move. What's the best way to describe it? It's like everybody kind of got off work. Like, that's a place where if you come from LA, you think that's a place.
Yes.
But it's not.
Yeah, that's really well said.
Yeah, that's you're like, I'll come up here, but I gotta, like, I'm working the cell phone kiosk at the mall. That's, I shouldn't say that. But when I'm done, look, this is so unfair, dude, because everybody's laughing, but they're not showing them laughing. Because if it's a joke that might be across the line, they're not going to cut to themselves. And I just got to wear it, dude, every time. That's true, though. You're like, I'm not supporting that.
That's right. Dude. I'm not cutting to that.
No, it's like, you're like, oh, I'm not going to be. It's like a, they're like a, you look on like top 10 things to do in Nashville. It's like Burgeon. Like, no, dude. But any local would go, no, that's not the place to go. But Sunday Funday, because I texted you, what, like, I think I saw your story.
It was probably like 1:30 or 2.
That's textbook Sunday Funday activity. And you're like, we didn't plan it, but like, we're here, right?
Yep.
And then I go, all right, I'm going to come through. This is also textbook Sunday Funday, because they're like an hour later, you're like, are you... But you were out. It's not like you were like, I'm going to meet and we're going to drive there. Like, everybody's kind of out.
It is kind of thrown together. Like, it's made to be that way.
So you're like, dude, are you like, but were you thinking about leaving?
Or you were just going like, to depend on kind of how, like, it was play it by ear.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, I'm coming through there in a second. But there's all that stuff on Broadway with all those concerts and stuff. I couldn't get down there. Mm-hmm. But then everything was cool. What did we got there? Like 1, 2, people were drinking. I had a Red Bull, you know what I'm saying? Feeling good. Stupid. Then everybody was being cool for the most part. And then it starts to like, you know, like nothing good happens after midnight. Your parents say that. There's a lot of good things that happen after midnight. That should be a t-shirt. A lot of good things that happen after midnight. Come on. But then there was people starting to be irresponsible. And that's the same at a bar, at like after 1 in the morning.
Sunday like, Funday version is probably like nothing good happens after 4 p.m.
That perfect. Yeah, once it, like you said, like the when the bars on let's see. All right, hold on, let me think about this. If Kid Rock's and Jason Aldean's, there's sun over there, but there's not sun on the Whiskey Row side. What is that, north?
Yeah, that's north.
No.
We were on the north side of Broadway.
North, once the sun goes down on North Broadway.
Yeah. Nothing good happens after the sun dips on North Broadway. Yeah.
But when I go, hey, there's still sun over on the other side. You're like, hey, dude, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. It will, our brains guided us, dude.
Yeah, we took off.
Well, I think a girl came over and we were like standing there. It was me, you, and your other two buddies. Mm-hmm. And the girl came over and like tried to grab my hand to dance. I go, I think I'm good.
Yeah, that's the indicator.
Yeah, we'll close. Let's go ahead and close this tab out. And I go, I'll leave. I don't want to be a part of this. But I didn't want to be like, also my brain was guiding me.
Yeah.
I go, well, I don't want to do this, but also I'm not going to be like, go away. But I go, oh, we spun her around and then we sent her away.
We let her free.
I don't know what we did. We like, yeah. We sent her back to the...
She twirled us, first
yeah,
of all.
Yeah, dude, she twirled us. Yeah. It's like in the court filings. She twirled us, dude. I was just standing there. I was like, I looked at you, I go, hey, I think I'm good.
Your quick exit. I respect that.
Yeah, I'm good. Well, I think I had paid for, I just only had Red Bull, but I got a couple of drinks for other people, but I had it already closed.
That's an art form to just, hey, I'm out.
Bye. Yo, I'm good. Is everybody good? Good, good. I'm out. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what people would, yeah, you go, well, I say bye to you, mm-hmm. but that's also, you're like, all right, do I need to like go around this whole thing? And like, I'll give you a perfect example. Oh, dude. All right. I don't wear a mask at the height of like COVID. This is somebody called me on this. I don't think somebody was traveling with me. Maybe Mike, my other comedian buddy. I didn't wear a mask really like during COVID at the airport. I did on the plane. Like when they said I had to, of course I did. But I'm also, I go, oh, this is annoying that like some, I go, this is annoying that like somebody sat next to me on this flight and Mike Goodwin, who's my opener, goes, yeah. You're not wearing a mask. I go, like you could, like what I'm saying is like what guided me to not wear a mask is like, yeah, I'm not really that in much fear of COVID. Also, if I was being 100, and this is what this podcast is about, if I was being actually 100, I like to be recognized, right? Mm-hmm. A little part of that. What I love when people come up and say, what's up? Or good to see you. Or we love your videos or whatever. So you're like, but if you just say that, we talked about that, let's just say that.
Yeah.
And they go, yeah, that makes sense. But when people don't, like, I go, he kind of like called me on it. Cause he's like, yeah, dude, you're like, you don't want people to sit by you on the flight, but also you're not wearing a mask and you could easily just, in essence, he goes, dude, I'm not buying it. I go, I'm not going to admit it in the moment, but like later I'll be like, you know what? Fair point. I got it. Yeah. That you don't like, if you go, why, like what, back to the, like taking the photo of like, the person in the, at the Kid Rocks, you're like, don't do it. You shouldn't do it. It's not a move to do. It's going to be, then you go, man, I would really like what I wonder what the philosophy is on. I mean, and I've done it. If you scroll back on my photos, I've done it a million times. Taking a photo with a celebrity, mm-hmm. and putting it on your feed. What? You're saying, I know them. Clearly, you're not saying that. You're saying this person is my friend. No. You're like out in a public place, but I guess it leads to, hey, look, everybody from my trash hometown. No, that's not right. I do it, dude. So I'm not saying the other people, like.
I think we do it because we know how we feel when we see other people do it.
What does that mean?
I think we feel jealous when we see it.
If I see another person with, yeah, that's true. Right? That's true.
So like, because we know what it invokes in us when we see it, we do it to try to invoke that in other people.
Yes. Like, I think I posted one about, we were like, where were we? Like playing Top Golf. I remember this is a long time ago. You can probably go back on my Instagram and find this. We're playing Top Golf for the guy from Duck Dynasty. That's a, you're like, John, this is your example. Please have someone better than this. And we were like, some ridiculous like caption that were like, you know, when girls do that, they were like just dressed up like an absolute model, got hair and makeup done. They were just like, and then they're like, scroll for the second photo because I'm thinking about pizza rolls. Or like, we gotta do better, dude. Just do better, please. Like, all I was doing, I can't believe this is so embarrassing. As soon as we snapped this photo, my literal eyelashes fell off. Or what? I don't know. That's a bad, like, you know how they say, they have to say something like self-deprecating in the caption to not be like, hey, I need some attention.
Hey, I'm hot and I know it in this photo.
I would like that. I would just honest Instagram captions. That should be like that should be like a video. Like, hey, I'm hotter than you. Nah, you can't say that. Also, like the ones that are acting, this is going to be, this is the, you know, the ones that are like acting like it's like a vulnerable post, but you're like, but it's not. Mm. Like, you're used to look like that and now you look like this. Not vulnerable. Don't even, I swear, if I see the edit of this and he did not cut to himself, I'm going to be pissed. No. But I do it, but I also do that all the time. I do it. Yeah. I do it, dude. Yeah. I do it.
Do you remember we were talking about something along these lines the other day and we were talking about captioning things like, hey, I need 500 likes to feel good about myself real
quick. Just say that. Just say that. And then we'll be like, good, 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 good. Yeah. I'll like it. I would like it. Where did we talk about that?
I think we were here.
We were? Yeah. So like, but you got to, I guess you got, it's the same, like your brain will guide you because you go, this seems like that little guy on your shoulder is like, hey, this seems narcissistic. Hey, like, this is like a little much. Like he got a photo shoot and like got a stylist to like put all this together for Instagram. Like go to work. But then like, then you go, all right, well, I should probably like put like a outtake at the end. Like real, like, hey, I'm off social media this week. Do you know that?
No.
I like to brag when I'm off social media so everybody thinks I'm a good person. Like Instagram versus reality, we don't want to see reality. That's why we're on Instagram.
Have you seen that new app?
No.
There's a new app called Be Real. And it's like
I already hate it, dude. Yeah. I already hate it. I hate it so much. Be fake, please. You know what is real? Life. We have it 24 hours a day. That's why we're on our phones. This makes me so mad. We're just like, it's sponsored by like some vulnerability, like crystal rub. Ah, shoot. I'm just, you know, it's just like, we don't want to see like, you know, there was one that was like, when you sit like this, it's like, your body looks good, but then when you like sit over, like you're like, yeah, the human body, we got it, dude. This isn't like Instagram versus reality. Like we all are facing reality all day. We look around and we see traffic and we see lines at fast food restaurants and we see our bosses telling us that we got to be in a staff meeting to talk about nothing. And you know, when we're in reality, you know what we want to do? Get on our phones. And look at those, because it's an escape from reality. It's like that guy that like, that's like watching the Transformers movie. And he's like, that wouldn't happen. Yeah, it's a car transforming into a monster and then eating another car, dude. Shut up and eat your popcorn. It's called, what's that called? That's a term. Delayed, dis something reality. where it's like, yeah, this is not real. Obviously, it's I forgot what it's called. We'll figure it out later. Something about what's the I don't know. We're like, yeah, dude, just let it go. But everybody knows, I guess everybody would know what every other person is doing on Instagram, right? You get it, because we're all also playing by the same rules. That's why I think, do you guys watch any like murder mystery podcasts?
Mm-mm.
You're not into it? Mm-mm. Yeah. All right. There's like a couple, they're very popular, and there's all the podcasts and like the shows on Netflix. So you go, see, I was watching, where's the one called, what's that one about? Look it up. It's about
Netflix or a podcast?
No, it's a podcast about a prom queen killed in Georgia. Oh, shoot. I guess everybody that's watching this, listens to the podcast, like, John, we know. Yep, there it is. No, that's not it. Tara Grinstead. Got it. Boom. Look up Tara Grinstead. Dang, dude, I'm just out here recalling things left and right today. Up and Vanish. Up and Vanish. All right, so this is a podcast, and it's like there's a girl that's like a prom queen, and she ends up like dead, right? She ends up dead. They're doing all this psych research, and like we're all listening. You love to listen to these podcasts because you go, huh? Like, what's the other one with the, you go, that doesn't sound right. That guy, right? That guy, like, there was a police chief, like, the girl's cute. There's a police chief from like three towns over that, like, the night of her like murder, and I'm gonna say wrong information here, but the night of her murder, like, he was always kind of like texting her, but he's like, I'm like, she lives by herself, I'm like looking out for you, and you go, right?
Yeah, are you there?
No. And that's what those podcasts are brilliant, because you go, or like, hey, normally he gets off work at 5, but then like this week he was off work at 5:30. You go, that. No, what's going on there, mm-hmm. right? So we all live under these like constructs. And when somebody goes, like, I saw somebody on Instagram the other day that was like, hey, there was like a homeless guy, and they got him a muffin from Starbucks and a cup of coffee. And then they like got a photo with him, and they're like, hey, so-and-so is on the corner of whatever. If you happen to go by there, this would make his day. You go, no, dude, no. Why? Because first of all your followers don't even live in this city.
Yeah.
And you just go, there might have been something in this for you. By taking a photo with this guy and putting your, we always go back to this on the like the altruism, like, mm-hmm. But you go, hey, is this like, that's just such, it's just such a hard like thing to admit to yourself. Cause you're like, you feel horrible about it. You're like, hey, if somebody called you like on, hey, dude, the reason why you're not like wearing a mask, like partly is because like you're insecure and you like to be recognized. Yeah, I'll give you that. Now, 100% no, but somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. So if you say, the guy that posted that about the homeless guy, you go, hey, dude, is there a percentage of this that like you're just doing this to make yourself feel good? And you would go, no, dude, listen. And people dig in, you go, bye, dude. Mm-hmm. But like I was thinking the other day, perfect example, I live, what neighborhood do you live in, bro?
Nations.
All right. I live in like 8th Avenue, 12 South area. Nice. All flex. Nice. I live in a nice area, okay? A very nice area. There's no, like, we got us, the mini libraries have got to go. They have got to absolutely go, dude. The mini libraries have to go. First of all, the average home in this neighborhood is over $1 million. Over $1 million. Every home in this neighborhood is over $1 million. You think, first of all, people can't afford books? You think, you know what a mini library is, right?
The little boxes.
Yeah, the little box out front of your house, your $10 million house, and you're going to put freaking Pride and Prejudice in there, like as if somebody's like, hey, I want to teach myself how to read. And they're going to go by Brenda's house, take a book, learn how to read, and then bring it back. Stop, dude. It's just like, but to go on a Sunday to like Google, like how to build a, whatever it's called, how to build a mini library, and then go out to freaking Home Depot, build one, put it in there, and buy some books. Yeah, let me see, read this. 2009, bolt-mounted wood container to look at a room, schoolhouse, posted on a lawn, filled it with books, attributes to his late mother. You know what? That's a good thing. Dang it, dude. Why'd you have to ruin this for me,
bro? I just was curious where it came from. But this should have been the last one, right?
That should have been the only one. Yes. It should have been the only one. All right, this guy says, the first mini library was built in 2009 by a guy. He mounted it on a post in his lawn, filled it with books as a tribute to his late mother, a book lover, a school teacher who had recently died. Great. Have a great time.
Should have
built a bigger one.
Yeah, should have went one and done.
Have a Nobel Prize.
Yeah.
Also, the first little mini free library. Also, libraries are free, dude. The real library is free. Go there. And they got a better selection. And if you want to go to a little library, go to a smaller town. They got a smaller library, dude. Take this. It's disrespectful. And you're bringing down the property value. You're bringing down the property value with these little mini libraries. Get your altruism out. How about go donate to a shelter? Or just go to, I mean, every time in Goodwill, there's a bunch of books. Because Nova's like, I'm not throwing away a book. That's like a... What's evolution backwards? What's it called?
De-evolution?
I thought it was devolution or something. De-evolution. I'm an idiot. Yeah. They're like, you can't... Like a mini library is like, dude, they think like people don't have access to books. Like, dude, this is not a third world country. You get your milk delivered. People have access. No. I mean, come on. Like, You got to take the mini library down. This is what I'm going to do. Put a camera. I'm going to put a Ring doorbell camera on my mini library. No, I don't have one, but on the one. What if I had one?
Yeah.
If I had one, it would all be about how to not show your arrogance and altruism but there's better ways than a mini library. First of all, it's like, you don't want to just, you want to read a book that you want to read. No one just goes, oh, this looks like a good book, and then just spends how long does a book take to read? 8 hours. I'm gonna go to one in my neighborhood, and I'm gonna look through there.
Yeah.
First of all, there's nothing cool in a book. There's no Harry Potter is not. Well, I'm trying to think of what books are cool. What's a cool book?
Dude,
no one even knows. You don't even know what a cool, but like if I said, what's a cool Netflix show? What's a cool rapper?
Sure.
You know.
Sure.
What's a cool book? It's like how to change the oil in a 1998 Ford Taurus. Like, I don't need this, dude. But if somebody comes over to your house and you're like, which one am I? Or like, oh, 859 Main Street. You're like, oh, I'm the one with the, I don't really want to talk about it that much because I'm just saving lives out here. I'm the one with a free library. Stop it, dude. And now that's something that would say, hey, like honest conversation. Is a little bit of this mini library for you? Can you give me 1%? Yes. Okay, now we can debate. That's actually 100% about you. Because you ever seen somebody take a book out of this? No. Have you ever seen people are trying to ride their bikes and they got to go out of the way for these mini libraries. And the freaking, dude, you know who hates mini libraries the most? The groundskeeper. You're not cutting your own grass. If my wife, I don't have a wife, but if my wife, you're like, John, this is why you don't have a wife. If I was in charge of cutting the grass in my front yard and my wife goes, I'm going to have a mini library. I'm going to put a mini library. Go back to the photo of it. Cause it's like it goes into the ground. Yeah, it's right that one on the left right there. They go into, so you got to, you're driving, you're cutting grass. That's like very like cutting grass, and you got to stop. Yeah, you got to stop, go around it. You got to bring the weed whacker out there to get around the bottom of it. If I was HOA president, last year I ran for HOA president of my building complex, and I didn't get elected, which RIP. I'm not mad about it or anything, but...
What was your platform?
I was going to take down... I'm not saying that. That's a joke. I didn't really have a platform, but it would be funny because it was like the apartment complex next to us has like, you have like a Tennessee Titans like flag. You're like, I'm sorry, this might age me a little bit, but that looks like trash. Take that down, like the Vols. Like, it looks bad. I'm sorry, it looks bad. You don't have because the HOA rule was like, hey, no flags. And that was going to be my stance. But then at the time, it was all like Black Lives Matter and like rainbow flags. I was like, that I probably wouldn't get elected on that.
Yeah, timing was bad.
Timing was bad. It would just be funny to be like, hey, first item of business, that flag's got to come down. You're like, dude, I don't care. Actually, it was just funny. They're like, yeah, we didn't elect you for that. I didn't get to give a speech or nothing. But if I was in charge of an HOA, I would, the number one thing, no mini libraries. I wish, do we have we have an email for this account?
No, we can set one up though.
Well, all right, I got one for my, should we do a podcast? Net Positive.
Yeah.
NetPositive@JonkersComedy.com.
Cool.
That's the email. I haven't made it yet, but by the time this comes out, it'll be made. NetPositive@Jonkers. Email, if you have a story about a successful, what's it called? Mini library. Has any good positive ever come out of it? We will. I promise you, we will read it. Mm-hmm. We might not, but because no one has a positive story about one. There's the park across the street from my house growing up. They have them everywhere. Never once. First of all, if you didn't know how to read, why don't you just advertise your tutoring, or put here's what I would like to see here's what I'd like to see in a mini library. Capri Suns on ice. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Helpful.
Yeah.
Okay. Rechargeable batteries for bird scooters. That would be, or nice. Like a bird scooter dock, a bird scooter charging dock.
Yeah.
Helpful. Mm-hmm. What else do I want to see in one? I would see a magazine. Maybe. But no, I'm trying to think of what. Take these down. They're basically saying people in this neighborhood can't afford books. Hey, welcome to my neighborhood. We can't afford books. That's what you're saying. Just put cash in there.
Yeah.
Put
just envelopes of cash.
And one person, one person a day can come by and choose. It's like a lottery. Mm-hmm. Or no, it's like you ever gotten one of those things at the shoe store, they turn on the fan and their $1 bill is going around and you got to grab them?
Yeah.
Like there hurts a fan in there. You can put your hand in there. This is a good idea. I'm doing this in front of my yard. It's a bunch of cash in there.
The HOA is going to love it.
It's a bunch of cash in there, all right? And you turn it on. It's big as a mini library. It's big as a mini library. You can put your hand in there all the way to your elbow. And then it does a DNA test, so you can't do your same hand again. You can't come back to the neighborhood.
Nice.
You're going to put it in there, and the it's going to turn, and you see how much cash you can grab in 30 seconds.
I like it.
Thank you. Because how much does it cost to build a mini library?
Can't be that much.
Yeah, but you got to go to the store.
Oh, for sure.
Buy the stuff, build it. First of all, get a part-time job. Okay, mm-hmm. Contribute to society. This is not helping at all. You got to get the cement. You got to get the 4x4. You got to build it. Some of them have like shingles on the roof.
Some of them have like glass.
Get a job, dude. Get employed, please. Okay. Yeah, and then you got to buy the books. No one has ever purchased a book and put it in there. It's trash books from your house. You know what? I'm going to go, dang it. Nobody's going to see this. I can't go do this right now because this podcast hasn't come out yet. Mm-hmm. But as soon as it does, I'm going to rampage in my neighborhood. I'm going to review. I'll do reviews.
Book reviews?
Yes. Yeah.
Free library reviews.
Hey. You know what's going to be in mine? Directions to the library. Nice. Directions to the big library.
Yeah, no one's talking about that. They are taking down libraries. One for
taking them down. Thank you. And you know what you do? Listen, I don't know if you know how the government works, But you know what you do? So you go to your job, right? And you spend a couple hours there during the day. And then after a week or two, they send you home with a little piece of paper that's got a number on it. And that's your money, okay? But then you rip that thing off, take it to the bank, go out, have a Sunday fun day, have a day for yourself. But above there, there's a little thing that says you actually got paid this much. And then we didn't really ask your permission for it, but we took some. And then if you ask Google, what is this? I'm just saying this is very easily accessible information. Google, what are the main things the government does with your money? Just because you'd be like, oh, what does the government do with my money? Yeah. Okay. Unemployment, labor programs like that. Okay, that's not right. Where does the government put it?
7 ways the government spends your tax money.
Okay. Benefits, social, military, health programs, interest, national debt, veterans, food, agriculture benefits, educational programs, work study programs, student elementary, secondary education initiatives. What's probably in there somewhere is libraries. Mm-hmm. Those are free. Because somebody at the very beginning, you know, like back in the Bible times when they're like, nobody could read.
Yeah.
So then they could just say the Bible says all these things. And then they started reading and they were like, yeah, we just read it and it didn't say that. Mm-hmm. John, are you talking about your youth pastor in the 90s? No. Yo, I'd be reading this book back to front and I don't see that stuff in there. I don't see the part where I had to wear a one-piece bathing suit. That's what girls would say. I don't see that part. You're like, It's in there. I don't see the part where I can't wear a crossbody purse. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that was outlawed at my church growing up.
Crossbodies?
Yeah, because it would like accentuate a girl's boobs. No. Can't wear it. Dude, don't laugh. Dude, this is serious. No crossbody purses. I'm reading the Bible, Old Testament and New. I read it all the way through. I don't see it in there. I don't see it.
In fact, most of these guys have bags with them.
I don't see it in there, dog. I don't... What else did I learn as a kid growing up? That's why we're having this podcast.
Yeah.
Because you got wrong information. Mm-hmm. You got wrong information. And we're certifying that everything on this podcast is correct information. No, not really. But the government builds the libraries, right? They do it. Mm-hmm. So you go into work, you're already doing it. But you don't feel good. Because you don't feel like it's at that, I'll give you a good example. I was, you know, it doesn't feel good. It feels better. The reward, sheesh, is better with a mini library than just paying your taxes.
Yeah.
But it's more effective just paying your taxes. I was at a Christmas party, and it was for Preston Taylor Ministries, which is like a bunch of like inner city kids. And one of the kids was, it was at a theater and it was like this music program. One of the kids was like, the usher, and he had like programs and stuff. I was wearing those pair of cat shoes or those caterpillar shoes. This little black kid goes, "Hey dude, I like those shoes." And I was like, I went to the CEO of the ministry and I was like, "Hey, can you get that kid's name and address and shoe size? I'm going to bring him some shoes." And like my therapist was like, "All right, like that could be good." Mm-hmm. But also, like, what if he just said, "Hey, just how about you just give him a $50 and I'll take it to him?" No, I had in my head that I was gonna go over there with these shoes, like freaking dressed as Santa. The kid's gonna come out, like, "I don't have any Christmas gifts and I am the savior," and his parents are like, "What, you guys, you're the best, invite us over," and like I'm gonna take a bunch of photos, gonna post them on the internet, like, "Just God told me," like all this BS. Mm-hmm. You're like, maybe that wasn't like, my therapist goes, "What if he has a bunch of siblings that aren't getting anything? What if it's probably not good for him in his neighborhood to be walking around in those shoes? What if the family has other needs that are bigger than this? How about just give me the money and I'll go put it in the ministry?" And I was like, "I'm not doing that." I mean, I did do it, but I go, I wanted,
yeah,
that, whatever, I wanted the mini library. Mm-hmm. I wanted the mini library. And it, dang, dude, this is the most honest podcast I've ever been a part of. And it's my own. I don't know. I hope you learned something. Did we learn something from the pod today, dude?
Yeah, I'd say net positive for sure. Yeah.
Net positive, dude. Think about it on the net. All right. Did we ramble? Maybe. Did we say some things that were wrong? It's possible, but on the net, you learn something. Shoot an email to netpositive@johncrosscomedy.com if you have any insights, or if you have a positive story about a free mini library, and we will read it next week. We'll see you.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.